Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this last Sunday after the Epiphany, Year A. Our readings today, Exodus chapter 24, verses 12 to 18, Psalm 2, 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 to 21, and the Gospel of Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 to 9. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we have come because You have called us. We have come in the name of Jesus. We have come to declare the Father's love. We have come because You are worthy. We have come because You are here. Lord, empower us with Your Holy Spirit to truly acknowledge Your presence and to worship You alone. Amen. Lord, You designed Your church for worship and witness. You created Your people to make Your love known. You made us after Your own image, that as Your body, we might reveal Your living presence. Your word tells us that we are Your field, and we are Your building, designed to bear fruit for Your praise, and to be a living witness to Your glory. In the name of Christ. Amen. We have the hymn, Here Am I to Worship. Thank you. We pray the collect for the last Sunday after the Epiphany, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. O God, who before the passion of your only begotten Son revealed his glory upon the holy mountain, grant to us that we, beholding by faith the light of his countenance, may be strengthened to bear our cross and be changed into his likeness from glory to glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled A Mountaintop Experience. A Mountaintop Experience. Our readings today remind us that in the Old Testament, God's presence was associated with mountains, especially the top of the mountain. When God called Moses to be the liberator of God's people, Moses was on the mountainside. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led the flock beyond the wilderness and came to Hebron, the mountain of God. Exodus chapter 3, verse 1. It was there that God called Moses out of the burning bush and gave Moses his task. God said, "So come, and I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." Exodus chapter 3, verse 10. Moses responds, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" God responds, "I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that it is I who sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God on this mountain." Exodus chapter 3, verses 11 and 12. The Israelites focused on the fact that this was the mountain of God, the place where God was present, where God dwelt, and where God would speak to God's people. In our Old Testament lesson today, God invites Moses to come up to me on the mountain and wait there, and I will give you tablets of stone with the law and the commandments, which I have written for their instructions. Exodus chapter 24, verse 12. So Moses set out with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up into the mountain of God. Moses went up and had an encounter with God on the mountaintop and received the law, the Ten Commandments. The writer of Exodus recalls, "Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel. Moses entered the cloud and went up on the mountain." Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. Exodus 24, verses 17 and 18. As Moses remained on the mountain and received instructions from God, Moses asked, Show me your glory, I pray. Exodus 33, verse 18. God responded, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim before you the name the Lord. But God said, you cannot see my face, for no one can see my face and live. Exodus 33, verses 18, 19a and 20. God placed Moses in the cleft of the rock and covered him with his hands and passed by. Then God moved God's hand, and Moses saw God's back, but God's face was not seen. God preserved Moses' life, but he experienced God on the mountaintop. The encounter with God on the mountaintop changed Moses. When he came down from the mountain, the writer of the book of Exodus records, the skin of his face was shining. Exodus 34, verse 30. Moses was transformed after his encounter with God. We can be certain that it was a spiritual change that expressed itself physically. In our gospel today, Jesus, realizing that his disciples, through Simon Peter, acknowledged him as the Messiah, the Son of the living God, they did not fully understand the role of the Messiah. The Messiah came to suffer and to die to redeem humankind. Peter protested when Jesus explained that he had to go to Jerusalem to suffer and to die. His disciples needed an experience that will help them to understand his task. Therefore, 6 days later, Jesus takes Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There, these disciples will have an experience of the real nature of Jesus, an experience that should help them to understand his mission of salvation. In their presence, Jesus was transfigured. Matthew records, his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Matthew 17, verses 2 and 3. Peter's response, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Matthew 17, verse 4. Peter did not realize that this event was temporary and that they would have to go back down to the plains. He also did not understand that he was putting Jesus on the same level as Moses, who was the lawgiver, and Elijah representing the prophets. Jesus is not equal to Moses and Elijah. Jesus is the Messiah, the Savior of the world. As if to help Peter to understand, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." Matthew 17, verse 5. The Father speaks, affirming Jesus as the Son, the Beloved Son, who has pleased the Father by doing all that the Father required of him. The disciples are invited to listen to the Son, for his word is true. The disciples, therefore, should have no doubt that Jesus had to go to Jerusalem to suffer and die. They were to listen to the beloved Son. How quickly they forgot, for they seem not prepared for Jesus's arrest, trial, suffering, and death. For Peter denied him 3 times. James was among those who abandoned him. Only John was there at the foot of the cross. Having a mountaintop experience, an encounter with God, is no guarantee that we will be faithful disciples, but it provides us with the opportunity to experience God and affirm our commitment to be good and faithful followers of Jesus. While we can have a mountaintop experience at any time, Lent provides us with an opportunity to focus on our relationship with God, to be transformed spiritually, and affirm our commitment to be true, faithful disciples of Christ. We need to find a quiet place where we can leave the things of the world behind, if only for an hour or an hour and a half each day. A place where we can focus on God and open our hearts to allow God to speak to us in the silence, in that still, small voice. We can have that mountaintop experience in the privacy of our homes if we take the time to focus on God, on the presence of the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, and open our hearts and minds to determine what is God's will for us. Jesus invites us to ask and we will receive, seek and we will find, knock and the door will be opened. Let us this Lent seek to have a spiritual mountaintop experience, a real encounter with God, where our spirit is in touch with God's Spirit, an encounter that could change the direction of our ministry and mission for God in this part of the vineyard where God has placed us. Let us use Lent as a time of spiritual growth, a time to have a closer walk with God. Let us give God, during this Lent, first place in our lives. The poet William Cowper invites us in CPWI hymn 533 to have such a walk. He writes, "Oh, for a closer walk with God, a calm and heavenly frame." He continues, "The dearest idol I have known, whate'er that idol be, help me to tear it from thy throne and worship only thee. So shall my walk be close with God, calm and serene my frame. So pure a light shall mark the road that leads me to the Lamb." A holy, spirit-filled Lent to all as we strive to have a mountaintop experience. Amen. Let us pray. Lord of glory, we behold the mystery of your love. Lord, it is good for us to come into your presence. Silence our babbling mouths, that your church may hear your word. Inspire us with the vision of your beloved Son. Lord of glory, we behold the mystery of your love. Lord, on the mountain, Moses waited for your commandments. raise up prophetic voices to give sound counsel to world leaders. Direct this and every nation in the path of peace with justice. Lord of glory, we behold the mystery of your love. Lord, your Son took Peter, James, and John to witness the revelation of your love. Fill our hearts with rejoicing and humble thanksgiving. With friends and strangers, unite us in the household of your kingdom. Lord of glory, we behold the mystery of your love. Lord, you bring light to places of darkness and hope to all who despair. Be with all whose journey is hard and unremitting. From the heights of the mountain, refresh and renew our flagging spirits. Lord of glory, we behold the mystery of your love. Lord, hope springs eternal with you. Receive with your transforming love those who have died. May the brightness radiating from your mystery be our final refuge. Lord of glory, we behold the mystery of your love. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. And as we continue to feature our national instrument, the Steel Orchestra, we have the Battle Hymn of the Republic by the Tropical Angel Harps. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May God be your comfort, your strength. God be your hope and support. God be your light and your way. And the blessing of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Giver of life, remain with you now and forever. Amen. And we just want to remind you that this is Carnival weekend. And after Carnival, we have Ash Wednesday and the 40 days of Lent. Please be safe. Remember, COVID-19 is still among us. So be safe. Enjoy your Carnival, whatever you do. And remember that Lent begins on Ash Wednesday. We end today with the Desperado Steel Orchestra playing the Hallelujah Chorus.